In October of 1962, the world was again in crisis. Photo reconnaissance planes of the United States Air Force detected Russian missiles and atomic weapons in Cuba, 90 miles from Florida. For days, the crisis built, till finally it reached the point of no return. Hour by hour, reports indicated that the United States had made its decision. If the Russians and Cubans did not dismantle the atomic weapons, United States forces would go into Cuba and destroy them by land, sea, and air. President John F. Kennedy, on the evening of October 23, 1962, spoke to the nation and the world.
This government, as promised, has maintained the closest surveillance of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba. Within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island. The purpose of these bases can be none other than to provide a nuclear strike capability against the Western Hemisphere. The characteristic of these new missile sites indicate two distinct types of installations. Several of them include medium-range ballistic missiles capable of carrying a nuclear warhead for a distance of more than 1,000 nautical miles. Each of these missiles, in short, is capable of striking Washington, D.C., the Panama Canal, Cape Canaveral, Mexico City, or any other city in the southeastern part of the United States, in Central America, or in the Caribbean area. Additional sites not yet completed appear to be designed for intermediate-range ballistic missiles, capable of traveling more than twice as far, and thus capable of striking most of the major cities in the Western Hemisphere. This urgent transformation of Cuba into an important strategic base by the presence of these large, long-range, and clearly offensive weapons of sudden mass destruction constitutes an explicit threat to the peace and security of all the Americans. Only last Thursday, as evidence of this rapid offensive buildup was already in my hand, Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko told me in my office that he was instructed to make it clear once again, as he said his government had already done, that Soviet assistance to Cuba, and I quote, pursued solely the purpose of contributing to the defense capabilities of Cuba, unquote. That, and I quote him, training by Soviet specialists of Cuban nationals in handling defensive armaments was by no means offensive. And that if it were otherwise, Mr. Gromyko went on, the Soviet government would never become involved in rendering such assistance, unquote. That statement also was false. Acting, therefore, in the defense of our own security and of the entire Western Hemisphere, and under the authority entrusted to me by the Constitution, as endorsed by the resolution of the Congress, I have directed that the following initial steps be taken immediately. To halt this offensive buildup, a strict quarantine on all offensive military equipment under shipment to Cuba is being initiated. All ships of any kind bound to Cuba, from whatever nation or port, will, if found to contain cargoes of offensive weapons, be turned back. This quarantine will be extended, if needed, to other types of cargo and carriers. It shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet Union.
A few days later, on a quiet Sunday morning, the startling response to the speech crackled over the airwaves. Premier Khrushchev of the Soviet Union announced that all Soviet atomic missiles in Cuba would be dismantled. The crisis was over. As Secretary of State Dean Rusk put it, we were eyeball to eyeball with the Russians, and then they blinked. Crisis. The turning point for better or worse. Crisis. The point of time when it is decided whether an affair or course of action shall proceed, be modified, or terminate. Crisis. Decisive moment. crisis. The almost commonplace daily procedure of this, the 20th century. My name is David Perry.